Welcome to Help and Hope, a podcast of CCEF.
Thanks for joining us again this week on Help and Hope. My name is Andrew Ray, and I'm joined by
Mike Emlett
and David Pellison.
Thanks for coming in.
It's a pleasure to be here, Drew.
Glad to be here.
All right. This week, we're going to talk about marriage, and we received a question that goes like this. Is it wrong to marry your friend? More specifically, is it wrong to marry without any romantic feelings?
I mean, let me take the question in its most literalistic fashion first. Is it wrong to marry your friend? Clearly, it can't be wrong. I mean, friendship is one of the goals of marriage. Yeah. Friendship is, in fact, the thing that for whatever other reasons people marry, and whether those are of romantic attraction or, when you look historically, arranged marriages, which are for economic status, familial reasons, political reasons. Many marriages have an economic component, even where it's not stated as bluntly as, you know, the merger of two corporations. But any marriage that's going to last and be a fruitful, joyous marriage is going to have a friendship component crucial in it. So whatever other factors are going on, the fact that there's friendship, I take right off the top as meaning there's an awful lot of good things there. And under no circumstance could you say it's wrong. There's a lot of really shoddy reasons to get married, and certainly being someone's friend is not one of the shoddy reasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree with that. I think that a strong friendship is foundational for a good marriage. So there's lots of money in the bank, so to speak, in terms of this question.
Metaphorical money.
Metaphorical money in the bank. Yes, I think also the question can speak to cultural trends. I think that it is true that here in the West, and maybe even more so in America, there is this heightened you marry for romance, that's the physical sexual attraction is the really key
as if that's the thing. Yeah.
So I think the questioner is right in saying, highlighting the foundational importance of friendship. Where I struggle is that the only thing that should be present? In other words, what if there is no real attraction physically? There is that piece, what they're calling romantic love, isn't there? I'm concerned about that. Mm-hmm. When I think of what love is, I think love is full orbed. Love is action. But it's also affection. I mean, I think of how God loves his people, you know, how you see that played out in the pages of Scripture. Mm-hmm. It is action, it is attitude, it's also desire, it's also affection.
Not have a kind of mechanical add up the factors and, well, I guess it's a go. It's not just a pro and con list that happened to tip pro.
Right, or even... Yes, because I think there is the sexual component of marriage for a variety of reasons, for pleasure, yes, for the possibility of children, if that can happen biologically,
for intimacy, even in conversations, breaking down barriers,
right, and if that piece is absent, if that. And it's not clear, obviously, if there's any level there, but from the question. But I would be concerned about that. I'm particularly concerned if someone felt like, well, let's hope this develops in the context of our marriage. That would be concerning to me. Even though the foundation for a great marriage, in terms of that friendship and commitment to one another, is
knowing
there.
One another well.
Knowing one another well.
Obviously, there must be candor.
Right. Too many marriages are the opposite way, where there's this, you know, head over heels, or chemistry, or whatever you want to call it. Mm. But they really don't know each other really well. Mm. They're not each other's best friend. And marriage is tough work. Yeah. It's full of joys, but it's also full of challenges. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I feel some tension there.
You're giving us just a certain place of pause that would say, maybe, am I hearing you rightly? If you're a pastor or a counselor working with, you know, who this couple has sought counsel from, you would want to not just sign off and say, kind of casuistically, it's fine, you know,
right?
Go off and be warm and be filled. You're at least saying, yeah, there ought to be some exploring that would take place here. And I actually have a very close friend, one of my best friends, male friends, who described. In fact, it fits very interestingly in the way that you've talked about this. She was his best friend over a number of years. He never felt a spark and was actually surprised when something just kind of switched. And he had actually prayed about that. He didn't want to marry out of a kind of a flat line of dispassionate, you know, even though there was obviously kindness between them, honesty between them, bearing of burdens, prayer for each other. But you're at least saying that there's would be some kind of something to talk about, to pray about, to lay on the table, try to dig into a little deeper.
Right. It would give me some pause, even as I want to affirm what is so critical for a good marriage. Is there in terms of them being each other's best friends.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Let me just close with a quotation. This is from Augustine, who was a celibate and actually had a view of marriage as low compared to what we did. It was, you know, celibacy was the higher value. But he actually wrote a lot on friendship. And this, I just thought these words are terrific on the friend side. To make conversation, to share a joke, to perform mutual acts of kindness, to read together well-written books, to share in trifling and in serious matters, to disagree, though without animosity, just as a person debates with himself, and in the very rarity of disagreement, to find the salt of normal harmony, to teach each other something, or to learn from one another, to long with impatience for those absent, to welcome them with gladness on their arrival. Just a nice picture of a kind of friendship quality that comports very well, whether it's at a non-marital level or is just one defining characteristic of a good marriage.
Yeah.
And maybe just one final comment from my end. I think there really is a spectrum, if you will, of that physical attraction or romantic love, as the questioner says, that there shouldn't be a particular bar or standard. Like, I think that's something that you explore with each couple, you know, that you're talking about. So it's not like you have to get to, you know,
at least six on the Richter scale.
And if
it's a nine, woo!
Yeah, exactly. But I think as I said, the concern is if there's nothing there, it certainly gives me pause and makes me want to explore.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's get practical for a second then. I know you guys wanted to finish up, but let me push it a little bit farther. They're sitting in the room with you. They've already shared that they're really interested in marrying each other because they're friends and they're here. Obviously, there's not other people in their life that they're significantly attracted to, so this is the direction they think they're going. What are the kind of questions that you ask them?
Yeah. I mean, one, I would, these are not rocket science, but just at an introductory level, friendship includes liking certain aspects of each other. There's a mutuality of joy and constructive interaction. What are those things? Mm-hmm. I would, you know, how do you measure and here I'm going to sound a little bit of Mike's note. Why are they even thinking about marriage? Is there any desire to be together? Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking sexual here even, or romantic. Just, is there a desire for the companionship, the partnership? Right. Or is it there are marriages of convenience, like to get a green card or to and so forth and so on.
Financial advantage.
And is it just a kind of sanctified version of a marriage of convenience? Like, well, we like each other, we're friends, and I don't know, I guess we may as well get married. Or is there some more reason, more oomphy kind of reason?
I want to grow old with you. I want to have gray hair with you. I mean, part of it.
Do they want children together? Do they, right. You know?
Well, and on that last front, I mean, when I do premarital counseling, certainly one component of that is the physical relationship and the sexual relationship. What do they anticipate that aspect of their marriage being like? I mean, I think it's worth talking about what are their expectations as they go into marriage about this? Are they anticipating that in some fashion, or are they not going to be intimate physically?
Sure.
I mean, those would be the kinds of practical questions that I would ask, just because do they have similar expectations? And that goes along with children as well.
Great. Good questions. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. For more information about CCEF and its resources, visit us on the web at ccef.org.